first meeting of the 174th year of the Waukesha County Board of Supervisors. I will ask you to please join me in a Pledge of Allegiance and a silent prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Three supervisors notified us they would not be able to attend tonight. Supervisor Wolf, Howard, and Widow.
Thank you. There's no public comment. So County Clerk correspondence and announcements.
Sure. The County Executive signed all the ordinances from the March meeting, and we had 6 claims filed since the last meeting.
Thank you. Announcements from supervisors. Supervisor Paulson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. I'd just like to acknowledge the passing of Ron Ryberg. He was a supervisor some years ago. I don't know how many of you are on the board, but he was a very smart man, and a lot of us looked to him for counsel and that type of thing. But I think he's the only guy that read the entire budget word for word and made suggestions on how to cut it. So I just want to remember him and remember he was a board member. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Wysocki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I think you're aware of it. I hope you are. But Supervisor Goggin and I would like to point out to you that recently a survey was done by Save Home to determine which was the safest cities in the state of Wisconsin. And it just so happens New Berlin is the safest, number one. But the county can be very proud because there were 3 other cities in the top 10 from Waukesha County. Number 2 is Menominee Falls, number 4 Waukesha, and number 8 Brookfield. And they stated in the final summary for New Berlin, great schools, good local government, just a poor road system. But we did okay otherwise. Thank you.
Well, now Supervisor, since you have the lotto winner, I expect some of that money to go to roads. Supervisor Cummings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. Maybe some of you don't know this, but it's the 125th anniversary of the Salvation Army, and they're very famous back in WW1 for their donuts to the boys overseas. So they're going to be fresh made hot donuts drive through on Wednesday the 24th, that is tomorrow, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Albanese's house. So on your way to work, it says, on your way to school, on your way to morning church, come and enjoy a free, hot, fresh donut. And especially, it says at 8:45, watch our silly celebrities in our fun donut eating contest. Now that sounds too important to miss. So be there.
Thank you. All right, seeing no further announcements, we will then take a motion. I'll take a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. So moved by Supervisor Mitchell, second by Supervisor Swan. Any additions, changes? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The meeting minutes are approved. All right, our votes needed this evening. 014, 018, 019, and 021 all need 17 votes. Everything else, all the others are majority. Everybody got those down? Okay. All right, our first scheduled item is Ordinance 174. 0020.
authorizing the sale of $17,500,000 in general obligation promissory notes, Series 2019A.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 174-0020.
Seconded by Supervisor Michalski.
Finance Committee met today, 6:30, before the County Board meeting, and Norm Cummings and Bill Duckwitz shared with us the results of our bond sales. They started off by indicating that we've been reaffirmed as a AAA bond rating by both Moody's and by Fitch, so which is good news. We received four competitive bids from both regional and national underwriters, and the winning bid went to Hutchinson Shockey at 2.121 true interest cost. Just to give you a little indication as to what interest rates are doing, last year's 2018's bond issue was 2.60. So at 2.121, we're a little lower than last year. So, and we projected the true interest costs when we first presented the authorization to spend this $17.5 million. We projected the true interest cost as being 2.23, so we are 11 basis points below that. So the sale results is well within our county board's 2019 budgeted debt service limit that we had set, and it was approved unanimously by the Finance Committee, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote on this ordinance? Can't tell with the sun. The board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. Absent any objection, the ordinance will be forwarded immediately to the exec for signature. After my signature. Thank you. Norm's right there if you want to give it to him. We've expressed delivery. Yes. Yep. Thank you. All right, our standing committee's presentations. First will be Land Use, Parks, and the Environmental Committee, Ordinance 174-0001.
Thank you. Approve first distribution easement to Wisconsin Electric Power Company to install, operate, maintain, repair, replace, and extend underground utility facilities on Waukesha County property known as Menominee Park.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. Land Use, Parks, and Environment has a few ordinances for you this evening.
Mr. Zimmerman, you need to move the ordinance first.
Okay, I'll move Ordinance 174-0001.
Second by Supervisor Grant.
Thank you. This is the first of actually two easements requested by We Energies in Menominee Park. We Energies is doing a substantial infrastructure upgrade, and this ordinance provides an easement for We Energies to complete their work in Menominee Park. The specific area for this easement is along an old maintenance road and has no public access, so it will consist primarily of directional boring and no operational impacts are anticipated. This was approved unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? The board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. Our next ordinance is 174-0002.
Thank you. Approve second distribution easement to Wisconsin Electric Power Company to install, operate, maintain, repair, replace, and extend underground utility facilities on Waukesha County property known as Menominee Park.
Supervisor Zimmerman, hang on, there we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 1740002.
Second by Supervisor Morris.
Thank you. This is the second easement for We Energies at Menominee Park. It's in a different area. This area of work will intersect some hiking trails. Although they're primarily used in winter and not much use is anticipated this spring when the work will be done. Again, it will consist primarily of directional boring, and we don't anticipate any operational impact. However, if We Energies does anticipate needing to close the trails, we will be notified by them, and the trails will be accordingly closed during the work. This was approved unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. Oops, sorry. Supervisor Heinrich. Now the board's closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. Our next item is ordinance 1740003.
Authorized Department of Parks and Land Use to exchange park land with the Village of Big Bend.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 1740003.
Second by Supervisor Hammett.
Thank you. This ordinance authorizes a land exchange of county parkland with the Village of Big Bend's parkland. The village currently has a 27-acre park that they would like to expand. They have property adjacent to the park, as does Waukesha County. However, Waukesha County's property is far more suitable for the park expansion, prompting the exchange. Both parties agree to the exchange and expect it to be cost neutral. The village will receive 14 acres of county parkland, and the county will receive 19 acres of their parkland. And the land we receive will be adjoining and contiguous to already owned county greenway property. This was approved unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. The next ordinance is 1740004.
Thank you. Amend the Town of Ottawa district zoning map of the Waukesha County Zoning Code by rezoning certain lands located in the northwest quadrant of the southwest quadrant of Section 1, Town 6 North, Range 17 East, Town of Ottawa, from the P1 Public and Institutional District to the AD10 Agricultural Density District 10.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 1740004.
Second by Supervisor Cummings.
Thank you. This ordinance proposes a change in zoning of roughly 40 acres in the Town of Ottawa from P1 Public and Institutional AD10 Agricultural. For the purpose of a division into three parcels, it would be two 11-acre parcels and one 17-acre parcel. This land was previously owned by Land Lake, hence the public and institutional zoning, but it has since been sold. The Ice Age Trail had been planned for a route along the easterly edge of the property, but the Ice Age Trail Association has not yet secured an easement for the trail from the current property owner. Although the Ice Age Trail Association and the property owner continue to work toward a trail agreement, and in the meantime, the Ice Age Trail continues to route along Waterville Road as a temporary trail route. The rezone is consistent with the Comprehensive Development Plan, and it was approved by the Town of Ottawa, approved by Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? The board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. Our next item is ordinance 1740005.
Thank you. Amend the text and district zoning map of the Town of Vernon zoning code.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 174-0005.
Second by Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you. The town of Vernon has adopted their own zoning code, which they've utilized over the past couple of years. And they have realized over the course of administering their code that several amendments could be made to modernize, improve, and streamline their code at this point. These changes relate to replacing floor area ratio with building footprint, adding some statutory language, removing conditional uses from a certain zoning district, and the like. The changes are fairly minor in nature and largely just simplifies their code. This was approved by the town of Vernon, approved by Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? The board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. Our next item is ordinance 174-0006.
Adopt text and map amendments to the Waukesha County Shoreland and Floodland Protection Ordinance to incorporate a new downtown Okachi district, two letters of floodplain map revision, provisions required by, provisions required by the state statute, and to modernize various code provisions.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 174-0006.
Second by Supervisor Foti.
Thank you. This ordinance consists of three components. Firstly, it creates a new downtown Okachi planning and zoning district. Secondly, it enacts two letters of map revision required for FEMA for Rosenau Creek and Pewaukee River. And third, it incorporates several changes to our general zoning code to modernize various provisions and also comply with state statutes. Regarding the downtown Okachi zoning district, Okachi is a small unincorporated downtown area within the town of Oconomowoc. It consists of mixed uses that include various small business storefronts, residential uses, and public and institutional. The intent of the new zoning district is to promote economic development and downtown vitality by changing existing residential, business, public, and institutional land use categories into a simplified mixed use with various code provisions that recognize the unique nature of the downtown area and providing accommodation to better allow development in the unique setting as it exists. A 13-person advisory committee was formed. It consisted of residents, developers, and other stakeholders, and local officials, and they worked on the plan recommendations over the course of about 18 months, and the group did reach consensus on all of the provisions. There was a public hearing and also a public information meeting regarding the new zoning district. The plan has been very well received in the community. The town of Oconomowoc Plan Commission and the town board have sent a formal letter of support for the plan. It was approved by the Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission and unanimously at Lupe. The second component of this ordinance regarding the letters of map revision, those were adopted by FEMA, and the county is required to comply to amend our floodplains for Rosenau Creek and the Pewaukee River. Both floodplain elevations actually decrease, and that was also approved by County Park and Plan and Lupe. And then the third component of this ordinance, unrelated to the Okachi Zoning District, but there are a number of text amendments to our general county zoning code rolled into this ordinance for the purpose of modernizing certain code language and to comply with state statutes, largely minor in nature. That was also approved by County Park and Plan Commission and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support of this ordinance.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? He's kidding. Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. Our next item is ordinance 174-0007.
Thank you. Amend the text of the Waukesha County Zoning Code to modernize and update various zoning provisions to provide consistency with state statutes and the concurrently proposed Waukesha County Shoreland and Floodland Protection Ordinance text amendments.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 174-0007.
Second. Second by Supervisor Cummings.
Thank you. This ordinance is related to the preceding one regarding the downtown Okachi zoning district and the general zoning code changes that are being made. The previous one was with regard specifically to the county shoreline and floodland protection ordinance. This incorporates those same changes, however, into our general zoning code. This was approved by Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. And the next item is ordinance 174-0008.
Okay, amend the text of the Waukesha County Shoreland and Floodland Subdivision Control Ordinance to incorporate minimum lot size and width requirements for the downtown Okachi District.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 174-0008.
Second. Second by Supervisor Wood.
Thank you. Again, related to the downtown Okachi zoning district, this ordinance incorporates the changes that I'd already discussed into our subdivision control ordinance for minimum lot size and then lot widths for this special zoning district, being established at 14,000 square feet and 84-foot minimum lot width, which is the same as our general R3 residential district subdivision control ordinance. Though the lot size reductions can be considered under a conditional use if someone would need something smaller than that. This was approved by the Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Mr. Paulson again. Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. I know several people in Okachi that are very thankful for listening to all of that. Ordinance 174-0009.
Thank you. Amend the district zoning map, the Town of Lisbon Zoning Code, by rezoning certain lands located in the northeast quadrant of Section 29, Town 8 North, Range 19 East of the Town of Lisbon, Waukesha County, Wisconsin, from the A10 Agricultural District, parentheses town, to the A5 Mini Farm District, parentheses town.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 174-0009.
Second by Supervisor Batsko.
Thank you. This ordinance proposes to divide and rezone 11 acres in the Town of Lisbon from A10 Ag District to A5 Mini Farm District. The parcel itself is relatively square, and the proposal is essentially to divide it on an east-west line. It would have 6 acres in the north and 5 in the south, which would then necessitate the change from A10, which is a 10-acre minimum density, to A5, which is a 5-acre minimum density. The 5 acres in the south has the existing home and accessory buildings. This is consistent with the comprehensive development plan, and in fact, the reduction to the 5 acres is more suitable with the surrounding residential area as it is. This was also approved by the Town of Lisbon, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Supervisor Morris, did you vote? Thank you. The board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. Our next item is ordinance 174-0010.
Your 2019 amendment to the Comprehensive Development Plan for Waukesha County, parentheses 3A, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, / Leverance, Section 36, Town 8 North, Range 18 East, Town of Merton.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow Supervisor, I move ordinance 174-0010.
Second by Supervisor Morris.
Thank you. As you know, we do an annual update to our comprehensive development plan, and this year we have 3 specific updates. This ordinance is the first of those updates, It proposes to change roughly 5 acres in the town of Merton from low-density residential to mixed-use category. This particular area, if you're familiar, is the Lindale Farms gift shops on Lindale Road. Across from the road is the owner's land and home, and it's being proposed to be changed to mixed use as it would be suitable in that particular corridor to be mixed use and potentially could accommodate a small office or small retail setting in the existing home on the property. However, the ordinance does specifically allow for only a max 15% disturbance on the property. This was approved by the Town of Merton, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance has passed 22-0. Our next item is Ordinance 1740011.
Thank you. Year 2019 amendment to the Comprehensive Development Plan for Waukesha County, parentheses 4A, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, / Downtown Okotchee, section 30.
Yep, there you go. Yep. I'm sorry.
Okay, Downtown Okotchee, section 35, Town 8 North, Range 20 East, and section 36, Town 8 North, Range 17 East, Town of Oconomowoc.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740011.
Second by Supervisor Foti.
Thank you. This is the second change to the Comprehensive Development Plan for this year. It changes 83 acres of the new Downtown Okotchee Zoning District to mixed use from various other designations, including residential, government, and institutional, commercial, and office categories. The Town of Oconomowoc Plan Commission and Town Board have sent a formal letter of support for the plan. This was approved by Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? The board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. Next is Ordinance 1740012.
Year 2019 amendment to the Comprehensive Development Plan for Waukesha County, parentheses 5A, Waukesha County Park and Planning Commission, / Brom, section 11, Town 6 North, Range 17 East, Town of Ottawa.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Oops.
Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740012.
Second by Supervisor Wood.
Thank you. This is the third change to the Comprehensive Development Plan in the Town of Ottawa, proposing to change simply one parcel from suburban 2 category to medium density residential. This parcel is the northernmost lot of the Hunters Lake subdivision and happens to be zoned differently than all the rest, which is technically erroneous. So we're simply changing the zoning to match the others. This was approved by the Town of Ottawa, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. Next is Ordinance 1740013.
Thank you. Year 2019 amendment to the Comprehensive Development Plan for Waukesha County, parentheses 6, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, / revisions to Chapter 9 relating to mailing requirements for the plan amendment public hearing notices.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740013.
Second by Supervisor Mitchell.
Thank you. This ordinance proposes a change to public hearing notices as they relate to subdivision outlots. Currently, any property owner within 300 feet of a subject property receives a notice of a public hearing. If an outlot is within 300 feet, the outlot owners must receive a notice as well. In the case of a shared outlot in a subdivision, each homeowner owns a share, requiring a notice to be sent to numerous fractional owners. This ordinance simplifies the noticing requirement by simply sending the notice for the outlot to the homeowners association rather than each fractional owner. This was approved unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. All right, next is from the Executive Committee. Our first item is Appointment 174A001, and this is to appoint Andy Telke as our Director of Administration. Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. I move Appointment 174A001.
I have it seconded by Supervisor Swan.
Okay, I got a little comments I want to make for Andy Telke on this. It's a significant position in our county, and I think I want to take a little time to give you a little background on the process of selecting a new director for administration. There's a committee established by the county executive, which included Sean Lundy, Renee Gage, Allison Bustler, Dale Shaver, the former director of administration from Kenosha County, and myself. There were approximately 50 resumes that we reviewed and that were received from throughout the United States. The committee selected a number of candidates to interview and passed on to the county executive our top three selections, from which the county executive did a final interview and evaluation for this appointment. Andy's a superb selection. He brings to the table over 25 years of a wide variety of experience at both the state and county levels. At Waukesha County, he served as an executive policy and budget analyst, a senior financial analyst, the enterprise operation manager, and most recently as a business services and collection manager. It's with my pleasure that I move and urge your vote, as the executive did unanimously. I urge your support and your vote for Andy. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The appointment is approved, 22-0. Congratulations, Andy. Please stand. Welcome, and we wish you the very best. We look forward to working with you. Next appointment, 174A002, Larry Nelson to the Community Development Block Grant Board. Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. I move Appointment 174A002.
Second by Supervisor Crowley.
Larry, I hope you don't feel bad, but I don't have anything written down for you. I believe everybody in this room recognizes your abilities and what you bring to the table, and we're very appreciative of that. His name came in front of the executive committee. It was approved unanimously, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote on the appointment? The board is closed. The appointment is approved, 22-0. Congratulations, Larry, and thank you very much for the work you do on that board. Our next appointment is 174A003, Fred Munkel, to the Community Development Block Grant Board. Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. I move Appointment 174A003.
Second by Supervisor Wood.
As Chairman kind of indicated, the gentleman's name, Fred Munkel, is actually Fred. I believe on your yellow copy it says Frank, Supervisor Nelson has worked with him over a number of years, knows the gentleman very well, and corrected and made sure that we get the correct name, Fred, in the record. And that's who this is, and passed unanimously at the executive committee and urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote on the appointment? Board is closed. The appointment is approved 22-0. The next item is Ordinance 1740014.
Thank you. Modify Capital Projects 201615 Security System Recording and Display Equipment Replacement to allocate funds for system design and integration with other components of the security electronic system.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740014.
Second by Supervisor Donlinger.
The modification to the scope of this project is to add an additional $75,000 for consulting services to develop detailed system specifications to allow a competitive purchasing process, as well as $80,000 for an upgrade of the security electronic system that is to be used to control jail doors. The current system uses Windows 7, which will no longer be supported. This modification will not have an adverse effect on the $55,000 spent in 2016. If you look at the capital project, $55,000 was spent for design and analysis for this overall project, and this modification will not have an effect on the information that we learned in 2016. Additionally, the Waukesha County IT Department will assure that there is a proper consideration and coordination of these modifications with the new construction that is proceeding in the courthouse and jails. This ordinance was approved unanimously at the Executive, Finance, and Judiciary Committees, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? The board is closed. The ordinance passed 22-0. Our next committee will be JLE. Next item is Ordinance 1740015. Oops.
Thank you. Authorize the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department to contract with the Arrowhead School District to provide school resource officer services.
Supervisor Wood.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move 1740015.
Second, Supervisor Crowley.
This ordinance is a three-year extension of a multi-year contract that would end this year. This is a cost recovery contract for an officer in a vehicle, and we used to get 70% of the officer and 100% of the car. We now will be getting 82% of the cost recovery for the officer and 100% for the car. This passed unanimously at Judiciary and Finance. I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 22-0. Thank you on behalf of the Arrowhead School District. Next item is Ordinance 1740016.
Thank you. Authorize the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department to contract with the Sussex Hamilton School District to provide school resource officer services.
Supervisor Wood.
Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors, I move 1740016.
I have a second by Supervisor Batsko.
That's interesting. Supervisor Batsko actually praised the work of the school resource officer up in Sussex. This is very similar to the Arrowhead school resource officer. Once again, it's a recovery of costs, and it also provides that valuable service of having the law enforcement officer in the school. This one passed unanimously at Judiciary as well as Finance. I would urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. Our next item is Ordinance 174-0018.
Thank you. Expenditure of seized funds. Amend the 2019 Sheriff's Department budget for multiple purchases.
Supervisor Wood.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move 0018.
Second by Supervisor Donlinger.
This is an expenditure of seized funds following federal guidelines, which ask for an enhancement. This Sheriff's Department intends to use the money for training rifles. These wouldn't be the rifles carried in the car because during training, the rifles take such abuse. They would rather not rely on that to be out on the street. Range improvement, fitness equipment, magazine loaders for the AR-15. And also they're going to invest in a policy review through Lexapol. This was actually encouraged by our risk management as well. This is Lexapol uses a nationally recognized platform to make sure the Sheriff's Department is current on their policies. This was unanimously approved by Judiciary and Finance, and I would urge your support.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. Next is Ordinance 174-0019.
Authorize the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department to amend the 2015 to 2019 police services contract with the City of Pewaukee to provide 1.00 FTE deputy to the Metro Drug Enforcement Unit, funded by the City of Pewaukee beginning June 1st, 2019, and amend the 2019 Sheriff's Department budget accordingly.
Supervisor Wood.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move 174-0019.
Moved and seconded by Supervisor Swan.
This ordinance is a celebratory ordinance, at least in my mind, because we see the City of Pewaukee showing great leadership with the City of Pewaukee using essentially the Sheriff's Department as their law enforcement agency through contract. They didn't have to do this, but their leaders saw the problem and recognize our opioid crisis and other drug issues and have decided to fund one FTE position in the Sheriff's Department for the Metro Drug Unit, and that would begin June 1st. I would encourage and be pleased with your support on this ordinance. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? The board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0, and I want to also say my thank you to the City of Pewaukee. That is great leadership. Our next item will be from the Health and Human Services Committee, Ordinance 174-0021. You should have a white copy of this in your packet.
Modify the 2019 Health and Human Services budget to increase expenditures for a portion of one-time startup remodeling costs associated with a new residential care facility contract.
Supervisor Walz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman,
fellow supervisors. Hang on 1 minute. There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 174-0021.
I have a second by Supervisor Paulson.
Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors, this item has been previously addressed by committees over the last 2 months. This ordinance modifies the Department of Health and Human Services 2019 budget to increase expenditures $355,000 using general fund balance for one-time startup and remodeling of a new medical monitored and transitional residential care facility in Waukesha County. Under the terms of the proposed contract, client room, board, and treatment rates will be frozen for 5 years. The startup cost contribution of $355,000 is expected to be recovered over the first 5 years of the contract with the enhanced revenue and fixed rates. Net savings after capital, as highlighted on the fiscal note, is $88,844 after 5 years. In summary, this helps some of our at-risk citizens and is more cost-effective for the county. This was unanimously approved at HHS and Finance, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. And on to the Finance Committee. A motion to accept the 2018 annual report of the Treasurer's Office. Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I make a motion to accept the 2018 annual report of the Treasurer's Office.
I have a second by Supervisor Johnson.
Just to say a little bit about this. It's the same format as we've seen in the past number of years. First page that we look at shows the cash flow in the master account. If you look at the very bottom, it's showing a negative number. Again, this is just a cash flow. This is not indicating that we've got an overdraft in this particular account. It's just a cash flow for the year. We also have in here pages concerning the 2018 annual report on the 2017 roll collected in 2018, a couple pages of that. We've got the properties sold in 2018, history of agricultural and land use conversions, and detail of the different municipalities that we collect as Waukesha County for the different municipalities. Again, I made a motion for this. It went through Finance unanimously, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Oops. All right. So you can please vote. The board is closed. The report is approved 22-0. Very well. I will now entertain a motion to adjourn to our next meeting, which is Tuesday, May 28th. And that's a tricky one, folks, because it's the day after Memorial Day. Remember that. So Tuesday, May 28th. Motion by Supervisor Wood, second by Supervisor Wysocki. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We're out of here. Thank you for your vote and your work this evening.